This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another look. Another time. The age of wonder. Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. This life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert's coming up in the next 50 minutes, and then you got Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with exclusive news. You're not going to get anywhere else. You know, I look back every day off what we already broke, and then like a week later see it being national news, and it's just like, you know, we're not that good. It's that the mainstream media has all this news, but it's got to pass it up committees to be authorized to put it out later. And most of the times, they wouldn't even put the truth out later if we hadn't broke it or if Drudge Report hadn't broke it. And that's why they want to shut down, so that we can't force those stories out. That's why InfoWars is so precious. You know, Trump's now hitting on all cylinders, going after him, going after Facebook with antitrust operations, going after him for discrimination. Says social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this, even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, whose ratings have suffered gravely, and CNN policing the end of free speech, so they're even worse. They're not just fake news, they're mafia. People have to figure out what's real and what is not without censorship. Yeah, it's the censors. That's the real tyranny. Those stories are up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but here's the thing. They're making their move right now, and I keep saying that. Everybody knows it. But they wouldn't be doing all this censorship, and they wouldn't be doing all these attacks. They wouldn't have Silicon Valley meeting in secret today, according to BuzzFeed, about how to censor the Internet, if they didn't know they were losing. So I want to be positive, and I want you to know we have the initiative. We can win if people are awake, if people are involved. The problem is even the New York Post and the Washington Times are being censored now. Facebook censors articles from conservative outlets about Manafort and Cohen. They want only their official story out. They're making their move, and it's organized crime. You know, if you had a group of Italian-Americans back when J. Edgar Hoover was being blackmailed by the Italian mafia, and finally up in upstate New York, a bunch of them were meeting in a barn, and they finally got it documented there was such a thing as La Cosa Nostra. Well, you've got La Cosa Nostra. You've got Tech Natrosa. You've got the thing of the big tech companies and the big banks engaging in this giant manipulation of culture and society, and it's all right here in front of you to steal the election, to prepare to steal. This whole headline, tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 theft of the election strategy, or to steal the election strategy. To steal, two words. To steal. To steal. So this is in your face, and they have this thing where they hide it in plain view like it's no big deal. Like a jellyfish, they just come take you over, and it's amazing. And now they're in the news saying Donald Trump better shut up, and he better roll over and resign, or we'll indict his whole family. Well, we told you that was coming a few days ago. And if that isn't dangerous thugs, I don't know what is. And if people don't have an instinct to say no to that, then we've lost our souls. As for me, I can't back down. And I sit there and I watch him attack us and try to censor us, and I see like a Daily Beast article, oh, Jones is crippled after he was taken off YouTube. All I can do is tell you the truth. Our core audience is bigger than ever. But I do, our outreach is somewhat crippled. And that's what they're really worried about, is the outreach to new people. That's what really matters, right? is waking them up to what's happening. They don't want us to question things. They don't want us to, here in our own echo chamber, InfoWars is bigger than ever. Hardcore listeners, we love you. But tell everybody you know about the free app at InfoWars.com/app or the free podcast, or send those videos to InfoWars.com. And for everybody you know, without you sending out the live audio feed, without you being the bridge, we're going to lose. But no, we're winning. We're winning, Daily Beast. We're winning. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert's got a raft of important guests dealing with the deplatforming of Christians, conservatives, libertarians, pro-Israel folks, you name it. I don't care if you're the KKK or pro-Israel or a Christian or a Muslim. You shouldn't have your right to free speech taken. So Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, documentary filmmaker, is about to take over. But just illustrating what I was covering earlier, InfoWars said YouTube ban would make it stronger. Actually, it's been crushed. Well, we didn't say it would make it stronger. We don't want to be banned. We don't want to be depersoned. We don't want to be taken off 20-something platforms. But for total raw listeners to InfoWars.com and people actually visiting us and every other metric, yes, the hardcore fans are more energized than ever. But this, let me just give you a real report, because you guys are the father of lies. I try to tell the truth. InfoWars has never had more grassroots support. I've never gone on the street and had more support. But kicking me off Apple and Google and YouTube and Facebook and Stitcher and Spotify and WebChimp so I can't send emails and just discuss at a lot, thousands of comments, at hundreds of comments on InfoWars. I mean, yeah, no, it's been a crippling attack. It's blown up in your face. People see you're a bunch of tyrants, but individually it's not a fun road to go down. They've taken a payment processor from us. Now they've done it to David Horowitz. They've done it to Jihad Watch. I mean, this is serious. Nobody's trying to stop Antifa from what they're doing. So this is ahead of trying to steal the election, ahead of trying to indict enough Trump family members that he rolls over. That's where we've reached. But you read this article, none of it's true. It's like, Jones, now that he's only on Twitter, doesn't have more traffic on Twitter. No, our traffic's about five times what it used to be on Twitter. But don't worry, they're trying to ban that right now. And Jack Dorsey is meeting reportedly in secret to ban us. So I don't sit there and live and die by that. If I lived and died by having platforms, I would go along with you and I'd be for Islamic invasion, Black Lives Matter, open borders, world government, tax exemption for big banks. See, I'm trying to change the world, not be part of it. So if I wanted to be one of you guys, I'd be at the top. At the top. I was offered the deals years ago, 15 years ago. 11 years ago. And look what we've built. The proof that they knew, look, that's talent. Get that guy. That guy's a natural. Get him. Well, it didn't work because I'm pro-America. I'm pro-free market. So you read this thing where they're like, oh, he's losing. I'm not going to sit there and be overconfident and say, oh, I'm totally winning. Everything's wonderful. It's a walk in the park. But no. We overall are stronger than ever because our audience is stronger than ever. And they realize how real this is and how serious it is. But here's where we're getting hurt in outreach. They don't want us on Facebook and YouTube and Google and all those because new people can tune in and hear, hey, Obama had $84 million in weird campaign funds they couldn't list and only got a fine. Hey, Hillary had the secret. They don't want that being reminded, and they don't want big events coming or have our own reporters on the ground showing Antifa beating up old ladies. But they can't stop. Conservatively, there's probably 1.5 million people tuned in. People only tune in for like 20 minutes, but it's over 1 million people under 15 minutes. So let's say there's 1.5 million people tuned in right now, 70% in the U.S., 30% around the world. No one can stop you going out your front door and telling your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your friend, your boss, your employees, your church, on Facebook, on Twitter, but in person, Infowars.com. It is the verboten. It is the hidden. It is what they're attacking. The power of you outside of cyberspace, the establishment's betting everything on, by word of mouth saying Infowars.com, Newswars.com, or sharing the videos on our own platforms. You know, they brag and go, oh, all they've got's real video now, and we're going to shut it down, you know. We already had real video getting set up knowing this was coming. Didn't mean we wanted it to happen. And, you know, my average video on there has like 5,000 views. Is that my average 100,000 on YouTube? No, but it doesn't matter. It's the truth. And we're on hundreds of other platforms. So, you know, Joe Rogan, and then I'll hand the baton to our guest host. He did this video that I want to respond to later because I know Joe so well since like the late 90s. He's like, well, since Alex is in litigation, we're not going to have him on until he's out of litigation. When Anna Vetti and Obama and all these people are in litigation, you just don't have me on about the litigation, but that cop-out. No, Joe Rogan says I'm not having you on my show because he's afraid of being deplatformed off of one of these things like iTunes or Google. That's the real message is you shut up about America and free market. You sit there in the dirt and you let us steal the election and you roll over or we'll deplatform you. You be good little lapdogs. And you sit there and say and hear what we want on the news, and you go along with this, and you go along with all the tyranny, and you go along with the open borders, and you go along with all of it, and we'll let you still be on iTunes. And that's why Joe's got one of the biggest podcasts on iTunes or YouTube, because they don't shadow ban him. I mean, hell, Joe has a video with 5 million, thinks it's big. We had videos during the election with 35, 40, 50 million views. And then they shadow banned our ass. So, see, I was already 400 laps ahead of Joe. Not that I count that as something. So, Joe thinks, though, well, if he compromises with the system, he'll get to be in pole position. But if you're in a race car race and the best people aren't driving, you didn't really win the trophy. You don't really get the champagne. And, again, I'm not mad at Joe. It's not an attack on Joe. So the Suter Jennings interview, I got called by one of his best friends and told, yeah, Joe's family got threatened not to have you on like a year ago. And I said, I heard Joe's family got threatened. And Joe goes, well, Jones lied and said that my family was threatened when it wasn't. Well, no, I was told by one of your best friends that. And when you said it wasn't true, I said, okay, it's not true. But whatever, Joe, your family wasn't threatened. Your views were threatened. So if you're not a threat, they're just going to stick you up there on everything and you can be what they force feed to everybody. But then the comments are almost all against you, which is just sad because I think I've bet on humanity. I think I've bet on the winners like Trump has. I think the prosperity and the freedom and people are going to see past all this globalism and see past Mueller and all his fake indictments and all the persecution. I'm believing humanity. And, Joe, you're this blue-collar guy from Boston, you know, former Taekwondo champion. You're a tough guy in your own right. But at 50-something years old, I mean, I think you're trying to bet on the safe horse. But I think that leads towards stagnation, Joe. I'm not going to play the clips. Maybe at the end of this, I'm going to let Joe Goldberg take over. Maybe at the end of this live piece, we'll put a few clips, you know, of Joe. Got to bleep it a lot with Shooter Jennings to shoot up for him. We appreciate Shooter. I've had a Shooter on a year. We should get him back on. And it's just watching that when I'd already told Joe, look, I don't need to come on. It's fine. I understand you're afraid of getting deplatformed. Other people aren't. This is the hill people should die on because if they get away with this, they're going to shut everybody down. PewDiePie gets it. Everybody gets it. Why don't you? I mean, PewDiePie is the number one podcaster. He's got 20 million views on YouTube. He's got 65 million subscribers. He's number one. And we're talking to him. And, you know, because he understands this is a thing that's coming for all of us. So just seeing that, no, Joe, I didn't lie about your best friend telling me that you said you were threatened And so you couldn't have me on the air anymore. It's not like I turned down a bunch of radio interviews and turned down national TV interviews with tens of millions of viewers. But I did want to come on there because you're my friend, and I did want to set the record straight because I keep hearing you repeat, Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook, and Jones says this. I'm like, Joe, for years I haven't said that, and before I didn't. It's out of context. I'd like to clarify. Hey, Joe, you know I'm not really saying that, but Joe keeps repeating it. So Joe knows that's not what I'm saying. But I get it. It's the party line. It's the party line of Jones did this, Jones did that, so Jones can't be on air. All these U.S. senators threatening the Democrats, threatening the big tech, get behind us and censorship, or we'll nationalize you when Trump loses. This is really un-American. It's really, really dangerous. And that's why NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com and what we do at InfoWars.com/show, we can hear real information. We're not going to compromise because that's the plan. We're going to go to break and come back with Joel Gilbert, but InfoWars.com/app. They put that story on screen, put it back up from Reason Magazine 3 weeks ago. That the Democrat plan to totally censor the web, now it's a public plan. And most people see that and they go, well, let me be yellow belly. Let me roll over and piss myself immediately. But I'll tell you this, Stephen Crowder didn't piss himself. He's been defending me and saying what happened to me is wrong. So good job to Paul Watson and Stephen Crowder and Matt Drudge and others. And to Joe, hey, you've chosen the side you're on. I say enjoy yourself. Enjoy George Soros.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. D-O-33-350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-33 to 350-350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, your host. For this hour, coming to you from the People's Republic of California, you know me as a frequent guest of Alex. Also, don't forget to get my latest film, Trump, The Art of the Insult, in the Alex Jones store. Support Alex Jones. My guest this hour is the, first of all, we'll have Kevin Jackson up in the last segment, but we're going to start with Jack Cashill. Jack is a journalist who's written many fascinating books, including Deconstructing Obama, Ron Brown's Body, Silence, TWA 800, and If I Had a Son, Guns, Railroading of George Zimmerman. It's all about Trayvon Martin case. Now, we'll be taking your calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. So let me go ahead and welcome Jack Cashill. Jack, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks, Joel, for having me on the show. Always appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, Jack, you've seen big tech censored Alex Jones, and you wrote a fantastic piece for American Thinker called First They Came for Alex Jones. Now, within days, they came for David Horowitz and his Freedom Center. They took him off of Visa and MasterCard. And we've seen this phenomenon where during the Obama years, we had government censorship, where they used the tools of state. The IRS was used to decimate the Tea Party, break up the Tea Party movement so they could win the 2012 election. The FEC, Federal Election Commission, was used against me, yours truly. They investigated me for the film Dreams for My Real Father. Now we've seen that the government leftist control has shifted to the leftist agenda in the private sector to try to gain censorship, starting with, of course, Alex Jones. Why does the left need to censor their opposition? Why don't they just make their superior arguments that socialism is a better organizing force for society?
Well, if they had superior arguments, they could make them. But as you know, they don't. And, you know, we've seen cases in my own experience, Joel, because I've worked with various people who've been punished by the government for reporting the truth. And this goes back some time. As I mentioned in the article, I first started working with James Sanders on the TWA Flight 800 investigation after I met his wife, who is a really, you know, sweet, pretty Filipina TWA trainer who was arrested and convicted of conspiracy for introducing her husband, who is an investigative reporter, to the 747 manager working on the 800 investigation. This was the crash off Coast Long Island in 1996. And all three of them were arrested by the FBI. The Sanders were convicted, they didn't want to send them to prison. That would be too obvious. So they just silenced them by giving Jim, an investigative reporter, 5 years of probation, his wife, three. That's just where it started. A more recent case was David Daleiden of the Center for Medical Progress. In 2015, after a couple years of work, he and his partners surfaced these videos, undercover videos of Planned Parenthood selling, marketing baby parts. It was grotesque. The videos were undeniable. Hillary Clinton found them disturbing, you know, by she admitted that. They could not allow to be out there. So they had to lie to protest it. You know,
those are cases when the left, when Obama was in control. What about this phenomena of big tech, the private sector, Visa, MasterCard, Twitter, now taking on that leftist mantra for censorship? Tell us about this phenomena. Why and how is that happening?
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the people I've gotten to know and I've worked with, who was also arrested, James O'Keefe, for Project Veritas, he exposed this about 9 months ago where they went undercover at Twitter. They had all these people bragging on camera how they could use Twitter to basically censor the right. And they were doing it. That was the first time we learned about the phrase shadow banning. And now they've gotten more aggressive with it, as we saw in the case of Alex Jones, where they openly colluded, you know, Spotify, YouTube, whoever else was involved, Facebook, to take him off. And they couldn't use the fact that they couldn't use the argument that he was a white supremacist or, you know, a hate monger. So they had to say that he was a conspiracy theorist. But today, conspiracy theorist is the word that we used to use for journalists 30 years ago. A conspiracy theorist today is someone who tells the truth. It's a really dangerous precedent. They can argue that they're private concerns, blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't really carry water anymore. They are very close to a public utility. I don't think they should be regulated, but they should be protested mightily. And the people on the right should stand up. I don't care if they like Alex Jones or not, because they could be next. David Horowitz, you just mentioned, David Horowitz is utterly inoffensive on racial grounds. I don't know what pretext they use to take him down, but it's appalling. And partly because David Horowitz knows more about the communist conspiracy in America than anyone, which is probably the reason he had to be silenced.
Well, what they did, of course, they rely on the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is almost become a hate group to finger everyone who doesn't agree with the leftist agenda and calling them a hate group. What about how they've all colluded really to destroy Trump through their endless propaganda? Not to mention that, if you just look at the public's response to that, in the media, they've kind of cheered it on. We even saw Bill Maher actually defended Alex Jones the other day on his show, and the audience, you know, didn't appreciate that very much. What's happening with just the general population, I guess the Democrats, that seem to support anti-First Amendment behavior?
You know, we know they wouldn't be supporting it if it were not seemingly in their best interest. I thought the scariest part of the Bill Maher exposure, and credit to Bill Maher for bringing this up, you know, he said, you know, liberals are supposed to be in favor of freedom of speech. This isn't a First Amendment issue with Twitter, but it is a freedom of speech issue. Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan, when Maher says that Alex Jones was banned, she goes, thank God, you know, this is a government official at the highest level. Thank God that we took someone's free speech away, you know? It's a scary trend, Joel, and I thought it had played itself out, but it hasn't. It will become more obvious and more dramatic, I think, in the weeks and months to come.
Yeah, look, I think it's another attempt to influence the midterm election. They think if they prevent other voices from exposing some of these trends, that they'll be better off. We'll see how the people respond, and we'll see how much voter fraud they use to make it happen. We're going to come back next segment with Jack Cashill. He's wrote a series of articles about the Trayvon Martin film made by Jay-Z, conveniently coming out before the midterms on BET. There's a whole series, and we're going to get into that. He wrote the book called If I Had a Son. We'll be right back with Jack Cashill after the break.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert bringing this show to you from the People's Republic of California. We have with us writer Jack Cashel. He wrote the seminal book on the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin trial called If I Had a Son. He attended the trial almost gavel to gavel. And Paramount Network and BET are showing a series called Rest in Power about the death of Trayvon Martin with Jay-Z as the producer, the big Obama and frequent big Obama pal and White House guest. Of course, his wife, Beyonce, was famous for actually lip-syncing the national anthem at Obama's second inauguration. Let's take a quick look at part of the trailer of Rest in Power, which is still showing every Monday night.
I need to file a missing person report to my son.
Hey, what's his name?
Trayvon Martin.
Stafford Police Department.
Hey, there's a real suspicious guy. He's always get away.
There's someone crazy.
How many more kids will we wait for them to kill? My tears collecting like raindrops on a...
Okay. That's the those are all the scenes that we all remember from the trial and from the case. Benjamin Crump, of course, the attorney for the Martin family, called it the Skittles case, and it spurred Black Lives Matter, and it divided the nation between those who looked at the evidence and those who just seemed to not even care. So, Jack Cascio, why did Jay-Z put his name to this miniseries, and why is he doing it just before the midterm elections?
Well, that raises the question of why did this incident become a national, international phenomenon in a battleground state just before the 2012 election? And the reason is the same, and that is you want to influence votes. You want to stir up the base. They're afraid, especially with Kanye West wandering off the reservation, they've got to be afraid that if the Democrats lose 20% of the black vote, the Democratic Party is over. I mean, they won't have it, enough votes to win anything anymore. And they have to keep reinforcing this theme. You know, it's interesting, Joel, because I had lunch with George Zimmerman not too long ago, and with his parents and a friend. And I said to him, I said, you know, George was named after his uncle Jorge. His mother's Afro-Peruvian. And if you had just named George Jorge, no one would have ever heard of this incident beyond Sanford, Florida. And George said, you're exactly right. And then the mom turned to Dan and said, see, I told you we should have called him Jorge, you know?
All right, Jack, let me ask you a question. What if Trayvon Martin had killed George Zimmerman, if he didn't fire the shot and he eventually went unconscious and died of hemorrhaging and head injuries? Would anyone care that Trayvon Martin was sentenced to life in jail? Would we ever even know who he is?
No, we wouldn't know who he was, nor would we have known who he was if Zimmerman's name had been Jorge, because the media would want nothing to do with a case in 2012 in a battleground state that involved a Jorge and a Trayvon. That's not in their agenda. They want the world to believe that blacks and Hispanics get along famously. They don't. And this was a case where that didn't happen. So they turned him into what the New York Times uniquely called a white Hispanic. George Zimmerman, a name that sounds German, maybe even Jewish, but that certainly doesn't sound Hispanic. And they ran on that name. They didn't even know what he looked like when they started their campaign.
Well, Jack, look, I remember Al Sharpton going down there, and they put forth this theme that they just want an arrest. Of course, he would say arrest without the T. We want an arrest. We want an arrest. And they did the same theme later in Ferguson. They just wanted an arrest. As if an arrest was a constitutional right, like free speech. What was the point of them trying to get an arrest, and did they even ever expect or care that they would get a conviction? Was it all about the agenda?
Well, I mean, for the lawyers, it's all about the arrest, because with an arrest, you can file a lawsuit, which they did against the Homeowners Association, when netting them a couple $1 million. So that's why the arrest was important. Now, as to the conviction, it reminds me of what happened with the original race case in America, was the Sokolow Vanzetti case. The Soviet Union got involved through the Comintern, and they proclaimed the innocence of these two Italian anarchists in the 1920s. And Catherine Ann Porter, who is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, was one of the many liberals who were drawn to the case then. And she remembers standing outside the prison the night they were to be executed. And she said to the communist woman who was running the protest, oh, God, I hope we can save them. And the communist said to her, saved? What good did they do us alive? They wanted Zacco and Vanzetti dead. They wanted to be able to portray America as this racist stew of xenophobia, not as a melting pot. And the same thing with, if George Zimmerman had been convicted, the whole thing would have been forgotten about. But with him innocent, they could go back to the base and say, listen, There's no justice in America. No justice, no peace. And the Black Lives Matter was formed out of that incident. And then two years later, they thought they found another test case with Darren Wilson, an officer in Ferguson, and Michael Brown. And in fact, I may be the only person in America who knows both Michael Brown and George Zimmerman. I track these people. I run into a lot of people who get in trouble, and I find myself writing about them.
Okay.
But well, it's appalling what happened.
Yeah, well, look, when they turned it into, they milked it to an anti-gun rallying call, claiming that this was a result of the Stand Your Ground laws. My understanding is it never was a Stand Your Ground case. It was simply a self-defense case, and Zimmerman never even claimed Stand Your Ground. Yeah, go ahead and comment.
I was going to say, you're right. And what's among the many dishonesties of the Jay-Z series is this constant talk of Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground had nothing to do with the case. If someone jumps you and is punching you in the head, MMA style, pound and ground, and you're, against a concrete sidewalk, and your only recourse when he goes to grab your gun is to shoot him first, that's classic self-defense. There's no ground to be held there. It's not like he had a choice in leaving or not leaving that site. That was self-defense. The jury knew it. They acquitted him. And I get the Black Lives Matter movement. They got an agenda. It's a disgrace for the media to continue this lie.
Well, why is this case so emotional 6 years later? Trayvon Martin, the hoodie, all the imagery, it still conjures up tremendous amount of emotion. And I guess that's why the Jay-Z series was put together with the midterms in mind, is how I see it.
No, you're right. And because for the average person who's not following the media particularly closely, white or black, they're still thinking of Trayvon Martin that they saw on the cover of People magazine. The 11-year-old boy who wanted to be a pilot. They don't know that at age 15, when his father left still another woman, the woman who had raised Trayvon, his life descended into, your classic, I hate to say it, black teenage slump, which included drugs, guns, in his case, fighting and burglary. And Trayvon had become, he's a half a foot taller than George Zimmerman at the time of his death. He was a skilled MMA fighter, mixed martial arts. There was one eyewitness who said, he came out, I saw this black guy in a hoodie. He was on top of a white or Hispanic guy, and he was raining down blows on him, MMA style. The guy was helpless on blow. He's yelling out, help, help, help me. They knew that within 15 minutes, the police did. That kid, the man testified at the trial. As soon as he did, the trial was over in a real sense. The media and Jay-Z refuse to even talk about that witness. And so they have to make everything else up to cover that gap.
Okay, well, Jack, you've done amazing work with your book, If I Had a Son. I have read it. It really tracks the case. It's riveting. You're revisiting the story with Jay-Z's documentary. I do encourage everyone to keep looking at it. It's for the next two Monday nights on BET. And you'll see what Jack's talking about, how they're still portraying this case despite some of the facts. Thanks to Jack Cashill. We're coming up with Kevin Jackson, Fox News commentator, with a new movie out. We'll talk to Kevin, and we'll see you after the break.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Joel Gilbert finishing up this hour, guest hosting from the People's Republic of California here in Los Angeles. Don't forget to check out my new film, Trump, the Art of the Insult, in the Alex Jones InfoWars store. Go to InfoWars.com. I am going to be taking some calls shortly. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-ALEX. We're going to talk about everything we've covered so far on this show. Before I do that, I want to comment on the film The Incredibles. And you should have seen, hopefully, Incredibles number one. The first version was like 10 years ago. The Incredibles 2 came out only about 6 weeks ago. And it has a leftist theme. It's a complete transformation of Hollywood from superheroes and fun into leftist messaging. And I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. Let's roll a small clip of the trailer to remind you about The Incredibles and how they've gone incredibly far to the left.
Behold the Exterminator!
Watch out for
Chester.
I thought we were going to go.
You heard your mother trampoline me.
Superheroes are illegal.
We want to fight.
That's good enough. This is the Incredibles 2 trailer. And what's different about the Incredibles this time is the wife is now the main character, Elastigirl. She's the character that goes out and fights the evil villains while Mr. Incredible stays at home and takes care of the kids for the entire movie. And then the villain is also a female. When the female superhero eventually captures the evil female villain, as she's going into the police station, the daughter of Elastigirl says, well, she's not going to stay in prison very long because she's rich. So you see how the superhero genre, along with the rest of Hollywood, has just turned into this leftist messaging concept where they're trying to push social messages and far left messages nonstop. And this is why I think people are being turned off, and maybe that's why I think The Incredibles number 2 didn't do very well. But let's go ahead and take a couple of phone calls. We're going to go to, let's see here. I don't have any names up yet, but let's go ahead and, well, I'm going to have to wait till we get a name. Everyone's name is question mark right now. But before we do that, let's go with a little more about the series Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin case that Jack Cashel just talked about. I think the best way to look at that in retrospect is that that incident never should have happened. It was more like a road rage incident where two people that didn't know each other came into a situation where someone got extremely agitated and attacked the other person. Just like in a road rage incident, normally people come out of their cars and say, hey, stop fighting, stop fighting. In this case, people came out of their apartments and said, you know, cut this out. And Zimmerman yelled for help, please help me, please help me. No one helped him. So he eventually shot Martin and very tragically died. So we hear about these road rage types of incidents where people get on each other's nerve in some way, someone attacks, and then nobody helps them. So just a real tragedy that was then exploited by the people with the agenda. I think the local police did their job. They investigated for 2 weeks. They said, look, all the physical evidence, the witnesses, the 911 calls support a self-defense story. There's no case here. And then the people with the agendas came in from Washington, from the Department of Justice, and they used both Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin for political ends. And that's pretty much a synopsis of, I think, the case. And I do encourage everyone to tune into BET next Monday night and the following Monday so you can hear how they're portraying the story. Let's go to James in North Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the Alex Jones Show, James.
Today, I just wanted to talk about kind of black support for Trump is just booming. I think it terrifies the elites and the Democrats, and now they're pushing anything they can to try to create race division and try to split us up leading up to the midterms. I mean, look at what happens to Candace Owens, Paris Denard, Kanye West, any black supporter that comes out and stands to think for themselves as a conservative, they're trashed, they're shunned, they're crazy, they're not really black, they're an Uncle Tom. And this is the racism of the Democrat Party. It never ended.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. Thanks for the call. It's a good point. Look, you probably saw my film also, Alex Jones' Story, There's No Place Like Utopia. And I went around Southside Chicago, Detroit, talked to a lot of black people, and a lot of them were on welfare. They didn't want to be on welfare. They weren't happy about it. They wanted jobs. There were no jobs. You had a lot of people going to prison that weren't evil people, but they made terrible choices to sell drugs and get into nonsense because there were no opportunities that were the Democrat Party control caused after 50 years controlling these cities and driving away their businesses and raising taxes. And these people were not against the police. They wanted more police. They wanted more police in their communities. They wanted safety. They didn't want illegal aliens coming in and taking their jobs and driving down their wages. They didn't want marijuana being legalized. Black people in the inner cities that I met were actually big-time conservatives. They were still, though, kind of being manipulated. Well, we like Obama because he's black. And this is what the leftists have done over the years from the early 30s. In my movie Dreams from My Real Father, which most people have seen, I chronicled that Obama's real biological dad was the black Bolshevik, Frank Marshall Davis, out of Chicago, a journalist that the white communists recruited to try to trick black people into coming on to the socialist communist cause. And black people at that time were no fools. They were religious people. They were Christians with strong families. They didn't believe in Marxism because it was atheist. They didn't believe in a class warfare. They believed in love thy neighbor. And in the film, I chronicled how Barack Obama was raised by Frank Marshall Davis. In addition to being his real father, he admits he was raised by him. And Obama followed in his footsteps. He went back to Chicago and was supported by white communists, Developing Communities Project, community organizer, to try to trick black people to become socialists. It really didn't work in the 80s. They were no fools. They rejected Obama. When he ran for Congress in the early 2000s, Obama was rejected. They knew he was a phony. It was only later when he got the big support of Bill Ayers and some of these radicals from the 60s that they promoted a new story. My father's a goat herder from Kenya, so I'm going to bring everyone together. And people started to buy into it. But it's a long, sad history of how the Democrats are actually using black leaders to try to get black people to support them. And I think it's falling apart finally. They realize that the entire Democrat agenda is not in their interest. Let's now go to Scott in Connecticut. Go ahead, Scott. You're on The Alex Jones Show.
Yes. Hi, Joel. I just wanted to say I did see your film, and I thought it was just a wait. It woke me up. I told all my friends. I told my family, who just didn't want to hear it. It's almost like they were actually arguing with me. They didn't want to know. They were afraid to know the truth. And finally, they are knowing the truth, and I finally, after about a year. And thank you for writing that, doing your research for that. And as far as the Rick Trayvon Martin case, now I'm looking at it from a new perspective. I was a Democrat before years ago, and then I slowly changed to, you know what I mean? So that everything now looks totally new. Everything you're saying, I learned some new things today about, you know,
All right, well, you know, thanks for the call. Look, the mainstream media narrative is very shallow. It's very simplistic, and they want people to kind of buy into it and not think beyond that. Anytime you dig a little bit deeper, you can see there's much more to all this stuff. And, you know, the biggest fake news, the biggest fraudsters, the biggest conspiracy theorists are all the news organizations in 2008 that simply repeated Barack Obama's story that his father was a goat herder from Kenya and he's going to bring us all together with a big transparent government. It was all one big fraud. The truth that we're telling on this show, I think, educates people, and it's very easy to see what went wrong with the Obama years that were so devastating and destructive, particularly to the black community. Black people I talked to in my There's No Place Like Utopia, they said they're just getting poorer. Taxes are going up. Their companies are leaving town. Their kids are, single parent culture, drug culture. And I think that they get it now. They really appreciate that Donald Trump has brought jobs and an economy where people can grow in the free market system and become what they want to be and not be dependent on these welfare programs. And that's why the Democrats are so eager to have open borders, to bring in illegals to replace the black voters and the black people that are not buying into this anymore. That's part of the equation, and it's definitely against the interest of all Americans, especially black community. Thank you for being here on The Alex Jones Show. We'll see you next time.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.